Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, everyone all set? Cocked and locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Class, thank you for being with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network, the epicenter of free speech on radio. I'm Vincent Finelli. Greg Lesher's with us. Greg, I am looking out toward the southwest, and although I can't see you per se, I can see the smoke rising from your ears. You must be livid based on what we're going to be talking about right now.
Absolutely. And to hear that news at the top of the hour after listening to that little clip on the European Union meeting they were having, unbelievable. Getting your booster. Good grief. These people have been caught in lies. They won't disclose. And the studies show that those who take the vaccine have a higher death rate. And they're talking about spikes in the coronavirus this fall. If people, it's only those who have gotten the vaccine who are going to experience those tremendous spikes, and they are the ones that you're going to need to distance yourself from. I'm just, the smoke is coming out my ears. So you had a chance to review.
I didn't have a lot of time, but Mrs. Finelli said, hey, did you see the emails this morning? And I said, no, I didn't check them. And she said, you got one from Greg. So I sat down in the kitchen and I watched all the videos. One class, what we're going to be talking about is that there was, it's about the disclosure, the lack of transparency of the jab. And you have been lied to, number one. Next thing we're going to be talking about is a scandal at the highest level of the State Department. A gal that ran for president who used to sometimes sleep with a former president. And then we'll be talking about, and maybe not in this order, about guys who duct taped their genitals to semi-conceal them and dress in tutus and skirts and bend over and stick their rear ends in the faces of little children, sanctioned by the school board and public schools. This is all sick. And the State Department scandal has to do with pedophilia, sex with children, an ambassador. Did I say that
and
right,
the cover up and shutting it down, yes.
And the cover-up.
Shutting it down.
And then you
down.
All know, you all know about Hunter, right, and his escapades with sex and drugs and prostitutes and guns and
and pedophilia.
Yeah, and also contracts and selling influence. And yet, the stumblebum says he's proud of his son. Could you be more proud of a son who is into pedophilia, selling influence, concealing money payments, and the other illegalities going on? I mean, could you be more proud of a child of yours, especially on the national stage, a guy with meth mouth? You know, class, I was reading an article, just one quick comment. I was reading an article on the Internet a few days ago, and I'll see if I can find it. But it talks about the stumble bum and how he is a plagiarist and a serial liar. Now, I wonder where they got that vernacular from. Did they get that from listening to USA Prepares? Maybe. Maybe, because that's been said here at USA Prepares since before the stumble bum was running for the big chair. Yeah. Greg, back to you.
Yeah, it's just mind-boggling how he can't even get through a sentence. He's always asking for help. He doesn't know where he is. And he's leading the country. Or he's so-called leading the country. Of course, you and I both know that there are people behind him that are using him like a sock puppet. He's their little sock puppet to do the destruction that they are involved in right now, which is the dismantling of the legal system, the dismantling of morality, the dismantling of your finances, the dismantling of your future, and turning it all over to a bunch of rich corporations. I mean, can it be any more clear, Vincent? Can it be any clearer what's going on?
No, it's pretty clear. It's being covered up by the mainstream media. You know, Greg, I'm looking at the screen.
Oh, speaking of mainstream media, by the way,
mm-hmm.
That was NBC News that broke that story on the pedophilia cover-up. It's turning back on itself. The media is turning back on itself now, which is, they would be 100% behind the government, everything they're saying. Now they're exposing something that went on in our government. That's a scary time for me. Your thoughts on that?
I have a little bit of experience with NBC. Back in 1993, I was approached by the school system, and the superintendent came to me and he said, Vinny, NBC wants to do a technology special on the technology that you developed here for our public school system. And they're going to send a crew over, and they want to interview you. And so NBC, literally, the NBC Today Show, exactly the same broadcast that you're talking about that exposed this. It was the NBC Today Show. And they had their technology consultant do the interview and make sure that what they saw was really true. So they hired a guy, a technology wizard or something like that, they called himself back then, Andy Parr, P-A-R-R, I believe is how you spell his name. And he interviewed me, and they did a special. Literally an NBC special, Brian Gumbel is the guy that introduced it, on the technology. And it ran for several minutes. I mean, it wasn't an hour long. It was, you know, in the minutes range. But they sent a crew from New York City to Charlotte County, Virginia, to film it at the school system. And they interviewed children, and they showed the whole thing, and they did a pretty darn good job of it. And maybe somewhere I can find it, and maybe I should post it. You know, if I get the website up and running, you can see it. You see what Vinny looked like when he was a lot younger. But yeah, it's true, and I have some respect for them. Now I don't know a lot about them, but I know that back then they were interested in trying to report accurately what was happening. So, you know, I had lunch with Andy Parr, and you know I was being grilled to make sure that I really was who they thought I was. So good on NBC Today Show for doing this, and they're exposing the Hillary Clinton State Department. Please tell us a little bit more about what you learned, if you don't mind.
Well, I learned that there's a cover up. There's a right within the state, in the State Department, involving an ambassador who was soliciting sex through prostitutes and pedophilia, minors, children. And the investigator was investigating why it was shut down. They couldn't even get past that. They shut that down, investigating of why it was shut down. But it's just beyond words. It's the thing, you know, I mean, sure, you hear that stuff like this goes on, and it's been, and you know, governments have been doing things like this and involved in it for as long as the earth has been turning. But, you know, we've all heard the stories about the Clintons and what they've been involved in, up into the lady that was said she was raped by the when Bill was governor. He bit her lip and held her down and raped her. And, I mean, it's not surprising. The Pizzagate, the flight logs with Bill and Hillary Clinton getting on those flights, going to that pedophilia island that were filled with children who were sex slaves. I mean, folks, we're supporting these people. We've been paying taxes to them, and they've been directing our tax money into the most horrid things possibly imaginable. We are in bondage through slavery, through taxation to these monsters. And yes, they are monsters, demons, figures of humans acting as our leaders that are in our, have our best interest in mind, and it's just not true. I'm just beyond words now, Vincent.
All right. Well, let me flesh a little bit of this out. So you might have heard, class, the name Larry Nichols. Larry, L-A-R-R-Y, last name Nichols, N-I-C-H-O-L-S. You can look him up. And in Wikipedia, it says Larry Raymond Nichols, born July 29, 1950, died September 27, 2020, was an American political commentator known for his accusations against Bill Clinton. He was one of the creators of the 1994 film The Clinton Chronicles. Nichols grew up in Conway, Arkansas, where he was a star high school football player. He then made a living writing advertising jingles, and he also played in a local rock bands. He was hired by Governor of Arkansas Bill Clinton in 1988 as a marketing director for the Arkansas Development Finance Authority. Okay. In 1988, the Associated Press reported he placed 642 long-distance calls at the expense on behalf of the Contras in Nicaragua, either to Nicaragua or to U.S. politicians backing them. At first, Clinton claimed the calls were related to the Finance Authority. However, then the story did not hold up. Clinton fired him. Nichols filed a lawsuit about improper dismissal. And what really happened was Larry Nichols was an insider. He was part of what he told me personally face to face, that he was part of the Clinton kitchen cabinet. The Clinton kitchen cabinet. That's where he would put out the fires known as bimbo eruptions. That's Larry Nichols. And he turned against Bill Clinton because I guess he couldn't stand the corruption. I met Larry Nichols. I took him out to lunch because I wanted to meet him face to face. He lived in Arkansas.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So let me flesh this out for just a few more seconds, class. So you can look up Larry Nichols. Just go to your search engine and type in Larry space Nichols, N-I-C-H-O-L-S, and you'll find him. And you can read a little bit about who he was. Well, I've heard him on the air years and years ago, and I wanted to meet him. So, and see face-to-face if he was for real. And he was. He's no longer alive. He died a couple years ago. And so I met him in Arkansas. Mrs. Finelli and I wanted to meet him. He said, hey, listen, if I'm going to be doing a video. I'll be shooting a video. The videographer is going to be there. And I want you on down. And you can be there for it. Okay. So it was in a hotel room. And I was there in the hotel room when he shot this video. I was sitting across from him. I'm not in, you will not see me in the video. And I just went to YouTube, and there it is. So if you look up, go to YouTube. First you go to YouTube.com, then you look up Larry Nichols Revolution. And you'll find it. And you'll see just the introduction to it. And it was really serious. Really serious. And the first thing he said, now you will not see this because this is, all you're going to see is the introduction to it, like the promo to buy it or rent this video. And the first thing he says is, thank you, Vince. Now, who do you think Vince is? Well, that's what he said. And then he said, look, you governors, look, you attorney generals, and I think he meant to say attorneys general, we're coming for you. Ain't nobody clean. Those are some of the words that he used. And when he said that, the idea in his mind, although he didn't quite get my permission for it, was I was going to voice the introduction to this video after it was shot, after the video was taken. They were going to edit it, and they were going to piece my front introduction and my ending remarks, you know, at the front of this video and at the end of it. And when he said, "You attorneys general, we're coming for you. Ain't nobody clean. You know, when you fight with a skunk, you may win, but you're going to end up smelling like a skunk." He was talking about himself. When he said that, I said, "I'm not going to do it." I told him I was not going to do it. I had no idea what he was going to say before he said it. And when he threatened the U.S. government, I realized that that was a bigger fight than I was willing to get in. So, if you listen, and I haven't seen the final video, but I have a feeling that if you happen to see it, and let me know if you do see it, if he says, "Thank you, Vince," and there is no Vince anywhere mentioned anywhere else in this video, okay? But you may be able to figure out who Vince might be. Anyway, that was Larry Nichols, and he ended up despising the Clintons. And I asked him. I was standing right next to him outside the hotel at the front at the entrance to this hotel in Arkansas where this was shot. It was a sunny day. I was standing right next to him, and I was looking left, right, 360, because I wanted to see the bullet coming. I thought we were going to get shot. That's how scary this guy was, because he was willing to take on the federal government. Larry Nichols. And he had been on the radio with me many, many times. I'm thinking about 11 hours of broadcast. And guess what? It's all gone. Thank you to YouTube. They deleted all of USA Prepares. There is no audio of these interviews with me asking Larry Nichols the questions. It's gone.
How convenient. Yeah.
All true. Back to you.
Wow, how convenient.
You didn't know that about me. You didn't know, Greg, you didn't know that about me.
What a small world. No, I did not. I did not.
Okay, all true. It's all true.
What a small world it is. What a small world it is. Yeah, he was found, shot himself twice, according to, and placed the gun on top of himself. Is he the one?
No, I don't think so. But he told many stories of what's called the Clinton Arkanside, a contraction. And look it up, class. The contraction of Clinton and suicide. I'm sorry, Arkansas and suicide. Or just look up Clinton suicides or Clinton deaths. Try that. Just look up Clinton deaths. You should see about 100 of them, like what Greg just talked about. Guy shooting himself twice in the head.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Jurors recommended life in prison for the Parkland shooter Nicholas Cruz Thursday after the final vote for the death penalty was denied by one juror. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis weighs in.
I just don't think anything else is appropriate except a capital sentence in this case.
Five people were killed by a shooter who opened fire along a walking trail in North Carolina's capital of Raleigh on Thursday and eluded officers for hours before he was cornered in a home and arrested. An off-duty police officer was among those killed by the suspect, who police only described as a juvenile male. Democrat Governor Roy Cooper.
These law enforcement officers ran to the crisis. when they knew that there was an active shooter who was ready to kill people.
USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Watch it.
Oh, no, there's something happening.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot...
Black today. God, you're...
Take my... When you go to the... For 2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, don't believe a word that you hear in any media. Don't believe a word that you read in the media. Don't believe what you see in the media. Don't believe what you even hear right here at USA Prepares. But I just typed into a search engine, Clinton body count. Clinton body count, three words. Wikipedia. The Clinton body count is a discredited conspiracy theory asserting that the former U.S. President Bill Clinton and his wife Hillary Clinton have had their political opponents assassinated, totaling as many as 50 or more. Many parts of it have been advanced by Newsmax publisher and Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene and others. Such accusations have been around at least since the 1990s, when a film called The Clinton Chronicles, produced by Larry Nichols and promoted by Reverend Jerry Falwell, accused Clinton of multiple crimes, including murder. The conspiracy theory has been discredited by the Lakeland Ledger, whatever that is, the Chicago Tribune, Snopes, and others who point to detailed death records. The unusually high, large circle of associates that a president is likely to have, and the fact that many people listed have been misidentified or were still alive. Others had no known links to the Clinton. End quote. So they're saying that it's not true. So don't believe what I said. Don't believe it. Don't believe that the Clintons had people murdered. And I asked Larry Nichols that question. Just privately. And I can't prove it because it was not recorded. It's just the two of us. Mrs. Finelli wasn't there to hear it. We were outside. He was taking a smoke break. He was a chain smoker. He had to have, you know, some nicotine. And I said, did the Clintons kill people? And he said, no. The Clintons did not kill people. And the Clintons did not hire people to kill people. It was friends of the Clintons. He said it was friends of the Clintons who just did what they thought should be done. So you can't say, based on what I heard, that the Clintons killed people. Because the information I have says they did not. They did not hire it out. They did not kill people. But people who knew them thought that they could help the Clintons by doing various and sundry things. But I did look up Arkanside, and it's buried. What used to be easily found is hard to find now. But you can still find the Clinton body count. And you can look at some of the bodies, like Vince Foster. Okay?
Yeah, that's Jeffrey, the one that was shot in the head twice. Yeah.
Jeffrey Epstein. Yeah. The autopsy found that Vince Foster, who was Hillary's lover, was shot. Autopsy determined he was shot in the mouth. And his death was ruled suicide. And then he dragged himself to a different location after he shot himself in the mouth. I mean, there's all kinds of reports, and they're vanishing. They are vanishing. Back to you.
Yeah. You know, I've got some oceanfront property in Arizona. if you really believe it's the discredited.
Let's talk about the twerking, and let's talk about this gal who went before the school board, and she was livid because of these guys dressed in tutus putting their genitals and their rear ends in the faces of children, and she went after the school board in a public meeting, right?
That's right.
But it looks like she didn't win. Now, she could have won. She was a pretty gal. She looked like she was a mom. She could have won. And all she had to do was call the news ahead of time and say, you know, the 6 o'clock news or the 11 o'clock news, whatever is appropriate, and say, listen, there's going to be a meeting, and it looks like it's going to be pretty interesting. You all ought to show up, bring your TV cameras. And then what she should have done, in my opinion, or could have done, I'll say it could have done, she could have worn a trench coat, okay, or a long three-quarter raincoat, okay? And she could have had that same costume on that these twerkers have. These sick men dressing up as women, these gay, I don't know what you'd even call these sickos.
Pedophilic, yeah, just sick.
Yeah.
Because that's who they're putting in front of his little children.
Right, she could have dressed up as one of them, rented a costume, you know, gone in with stockings on, you know, nylon stockings. And underneath her trench coat, she could have had that. She could have gone up to this podium, which was just a microphone stand. It was not even a podium. It was a microphone on a pole. And she could have walked up to there and then addressed the school board and in front of the cameras, taken off her trench coat and started doing what these guys do in front of the children. They would have arrested her. And then what would have happened? She would have been thrown out for doing exactly what the school board is allowing to happen in the classroom. It would have been a sensation. It would have gone worldwide. And she should have said, you know what we're going to do tonight? We're going to fire all of you. And, you know, class, I have done these things. I have gone in front of public meetings, and I have, you know, I didn't wear a tutu, but, you know, I was not, that wasn't the point that I was trying to make when I was on stage. But I said, we're going to fire you. And I was talking to the county government. I was talking to the Laclede Board of Directors. I was talking. But you know what? It did not work. It did not work because the TV cameras weren't there. It did not work because the machine is big. And what really happened every time I did something like that, somebody got fired. Me. Every time. Every time. The machine of corruption is huge, it's vast, and they've got money behind them. And if you're a single person, I'm not talking about just, you know, a single parent, I'm just talking about if you're just one person trying to fight the machine, forget it. It won't work. It can't work. It's too big. Too many people have too much money at stake, and they are not going to let you mess up their party. And that's what the Clinton body count's all about.
Yeah. Well, let's change the subject just a little bit. And that really isn't changing the subject, because these are some of the things that we're suffering that are causing these massive droughts and famines and things that are happening around us. I read an article last night said that Calinga, California, is going to run out of water in 2 months. They will be completely out of water. And the amount of money that they're going to have to spend is just ridiculous. Yeah, I even actually emailed one of the city council members and shot him a little, gave him a little shot of my YouTube video of my little distiller, my little 2 foot square distiller in action. But I really have high doubts that they will contact me, because it's really not their interest to solve the problem. And that's a personal feeling, and I will let the class know if they do contact me. Because in situations like this, recycling water and using water that would no longer or not usually be used is of utmost importance to preserve life. You know, I also read that the shortage on rice by the end of this year will be doubled. They said in 3 years it will be at least tripled. I don't think it's going to be tripled. I think it won't be available. Your thoughts on that, Vince?
Well, I read that the rice crop in the United States was down 70%, 70%. But you know, who knows what you can believe? Don't even believe that, class. But I was talking with Kathy, and Kathy found the same information that, and what you're talking about is the price will double and triple, and it's getting tough. It really is. So, class, if you like rice, you ought to get it now. What is wrong with getting it now? It's gone. It's probably twice as much as expensive as it was.
But let me tell you something. It's an investment, because it's going to be. It's like gold. It's going to go up. It's going to go up dramatically. So,
well, it
you
expands.
Know, maybe you can put a little other things into your cash by divvying some out in trade for other things that you might need in the future. Why not invest
now? I said that yesterday, and we've been talking about rice here at USA Prepares. You are correct. We should consider buying rice. I have. I'm not saying that anybody should do anything that I haven't done. I'm not actually saying anybody should do anything. But we have bought rice, and you can put it in the freezer, okay, and get it cold so that for a couple of days, and then you can pour it off into spaghetti sauce jars, and it'll last a long time. Keep it cool and dry and out of the light. And when you hydrate it, it expands. And it's not great nutrition, but it will last a long time, and it will fill you up. So you can add other ingredients like vegetables. As a matter of fact, I had chicken chow mein last night with rice. So a small amount of rice goes a long way. And you can always feed some to your chickens. You can hydrate it and feed it to your chickens. Don't feed it Don't feed it uncooked. But
I want you to think about the people who eat a lot of rice, and I want you to think about how healthy they are. They don't have, hordes of fat stored up hanging off over their pants. Their skin is really clean and really smooth, and they just look like they're doing wonderful. Their diets seem to be a lot better than ours, yet they're eating rice. So, and I have to admit, my wife is Asian, and so I'm kind of partial to rice because she's a really good cook. But the point is if you need it, whether it's wheat, rice, beans, get it now. I can't stress that enough. With the court system falling apart, and what I mean is that, like, the trial that Alex Jones is going through right now, my worry is not whether he'll be able to fight it and win. In the end, he will. But by the time it gets there, what is this country going to be like? Are we going to have big depressions and lack of life in certain areas because of nuclear blasts? My guess is yes. So will it ever get to that point? No. I don't think we have the time to sit there and depend on the courts or the judges as they slide down the slippery slope of non-justice.
Let's talk about this town of Coalinga, Coalinga, California, running out of water before the end of the year. Okay, and from what I remember, the story that I read several days ago was that they knew this was coming. They were told to ration water, but the head of the city said, "Now look, other people are watering their lawns."
Has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. we now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, about this town in Keller's City in California, Coalinga. Management of the city, like city council, I believe city council had a meeting and they were talking about water and they decided they were going to put some restrictions in place or try to reduce the consumption of water so they didn't run out of water. And then somebody, here it is, a guy named Ramsey. It's too much, too fast, Ramsey told the room, arguing that enforcing those guidances was not fair to the town's predominantly working class population. Go to the state capitol, and they got green grass, don't they? He said, if they can do it, but why can't we? Meaning, how come they have green grass? So what they did was they put themselves in the position of running out of water because they didn't conserve, didn't reduce the consumption enough. Now, what's wrong with reducing? Do you really need to water your lawn? We have cows, and we have a well, and we had ponds, and I could have sprinkled water and gotten more grass, but I did not do that. I could have, but I didn't, because I thought it was wasteful. We found other ways. But what I'm saying is, we're squandering the planet. And here is the whole, I guess, the main point of today. Greg, correct me if I'm wrong. We need leaders who lead by moral example. Okay? And the problem is, they don't lead by example. Biden doesn't lead by example. Nobody believes a word he says. We don't have anybody in government today that I can name who leads by example. We at USA Prepares do. We do. We tell you don't waste your money. We tell you to get out of Dodge. We have done these things.
And you
we tell you that electric cars are stupid.
Yeah. And the reason I talk, I'm trying to talk about these state of affairs that we're in is so that people will wake up and realize it's not going to get better. And they do what the title of this broadcast is, prepare. You know, this may be the most important message you hear all year. I want our class to go look up the flat top solar electric still on YouTube, see how it functions and see if that might be important to them in a drought situation, if they need that kind of flow of water constantly. And if you do, and you can't afford the book, next week I would like to take some time and give you a list of things that you will need and explain to you on air how to build your own. How does that sound, Vince?
I'm all for it. So next week's class, Friday, hour number one at USA Prepares will be dedicated to one thing, and that is how you can do it yourself, build your own flat top solar still. I read Greg's book many times. I know how to do it. And it works. I've seen it work. So you can do it if you want to. Now, you know, Greg, civilizations are, ancient civilizations are measured by their trash pile. And you can look and see what people threw away. If they threw away valuable things, you knew they had lots of money and they ended up killing themselves anyway because of their stupidity. And that's where we are today. That's what's happening to the United States of America. We have trash piles full of good things and we didn't pay attention to the important things like food, shelter, and water.
Yeah, I absolutely agree, Vincent.
That's where we are.
That's the history repeats itself.
And what happened to these great civilizations? I asked Dr. Shuley this. I figured this out for myself. Okay, I didn't read this. I figured it out. That great societies, great civilizations outstripped their ability. They outstripped nature's ability to support them. They squandered their environment to the point where they couldn't grow enough food or they couldn't get enough water. And they died. Ancient civilizations have done that. All the great ones have outstripped the ability for nature to support them. Or another way of saying that is the great ancient civilizations squandered their resources and died.
And people's stupidity, lack of knowledge, okay? So say, for instance, we're a plant. What's the one thing that the plant needs on this earth? Carbon. Carbon dioxide. That's life. That's its life's blood. It breathes carbon dioxide, just like we breathe oxygen. If we kill the carbon dioxide, we kill the plants that give us our oxygen. We kill ourselves. I learned this in high school.
Yeah, absolutely true. Greg, very quickly, we have a wood stove that has a chimney. It's 13 feet in the air, and there were some trees around it. And the trees right around the chimney of this wood stove, it just burns wood. That's all it burns. They are thriving. They are growing better than all the other trees anywhere near, you know, within hundreds of feet of the wood stove. The trees that are growing the best get to breathe the smoke from the wood stove. How about that?
Yeah, that's zero.
Absolutely true.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.